Merry Christmas. It's World Cafe. I'm Raina Duras. The presents are under the tree. The cookies are out of the oven. The eggnog has been dusted with a fine layer of nutmeg. And today, joining me by the roaring World Cafe fire is Andrew Bird. He's here to play some songs from his new Christmas album, Hark. It's a collection of covers and originals, some of which you might not think of as Christmas material at all. We're going to talk about what goes into recording a holiday album, how tricky it can be to write a new Christmas song, and he'll talk about the classic Christmas record that inspired him to start this project. So make sure you're all cozy, turn the twinkle lights on. Here is a live recording of one of Andrew Bird's originals. It's Night's Falling. And if you listen carefully, you can hear birds in the background as he plays. Kind of perfect for Andrew Bird.
Two, three, four. Night's falling, but you're not alone, now you're not alone. Take courage, that you're not alone, now you're not alone. When your woods begin to crumble like the sidewalks all around this crummy neighborhood, from the chalky cliffs of Dover, I'd come over, I'd start over if I could. But you're not alone, no, you're not alone. Take courage, that you're not alone, no, you're not alone. Young swallow, far from home. Night's falling, you don't have a home. Take courage, the night's falling, and you're on your own.
You just heard Night's Falling, Andrew Bird performing a song from his new holiday album, Hark. Andrew Bird is my guest today. Welcome back to the World Cafe.
It's good to be back.
Great to have you. That song that you just played for us called Night's Falling has lyrics like, take courage that you're not alone, take courage because night's falling and you're on your own. Those are lines that might hit close to home for a lot of people this holiday season who might not be going home to visit family like they usually do. It seems very timely. When did you start putting this album together?
Well, I put the first half of it together before the pandemic, and it came out as an EP last year. So songs like Alabaster and the Vince Guaraldi covers. And then when the pandemic hit, I wasn't feeling particularly inspired to write about what was happening, you know? And I think a lot of other artists shared the same feelings. You know, it was so all-consuming and overwhelming, and how could you not write about it? But then you're like, I don't think anyone needs to hear about this in song form. So instead, I kind of put my energies into finishing Hark as a full album. And so I wrote some originals and found some covers that I thought deserved entrance to the Christmas music canon. Recorded most of it at home, and that was it.
That song we just heard, Night's Falling, is a twist on an older song of yours from 2009 called Take Courage. I'm just going to play a clip of Take Courage right now.
Night's falling.
So that's a bit of Andrew Bird's 2009 track, Take Courage. Totally different mood than Night's Falling, but very similar lyrically and musically. So why did you choose to rework that song the way you did?
I was never really crazy about the first version. I felt it was it was very upbeat compared to this one. But I wanted to do a more reflective take on it. And I thought the lyrics kind of fit into... I started doing the song at my yearly Gazelle Guide performances, and it kind of fit with the season. You know, I don't tend to do Christmas music at those shows, which are basically holiday shows, but I avoid the obvious tunes. But I try to find things that are, help us handle the darkness and the long winter. And sometimes that doesn't mean going against it with chipper music. Sometimes that means embracing the darkness.
Yeah.
And making the best of it.
I want to get into that a little bit more in just a few minutes. I'm speaking to Andrew Bird today on World Cafe about his new holiday album, Hark. Christmas is all about tradition and nostalgia, and you do have covers on this album. You also have those originals. How do you go about writing a new Christmas song that sort of scratches that itch for tradition? Because it can be tricky, right?
It's definitely tricky. My first couple attempts I scrapped because they were too, when you finish writing a song for like a holiday song, you're like, does the world need this? I ask myself that question every time I write a song, but especially, you know, the standards are especially high for Christmas music. So I wrote a couple songs that were about dysfunctional families and alcoholism. And like, you know, I was like, and I'd finished them. I was like, no, I don't think this needs to be, you know, Christmas music is really a full embrace of nostalgia and a sort of utilitarian sensory thing that kind of, you know, is one of many things going on mm-hmm. with lighting and smells from the kitchen and what record you put on. And we listen to music in a different way around the holidays. So the song that I said, I'm going to write a Christmas song was Alabaster. And that one, I was just trying to capture a sense of being similar to Night's Falling, like being outside in the cold, looking in to like the warm glow of someone's house, and that kind of voyeurism and hoping that someone invites you in, and And I was just trying to capture that. You know, I'm early in my, you know, in my 20s, living in Chicago and walking in my neighborhood in the winter, and maybe feeling lonely, and kind of looking in at these kind of warm glow of these apartment buildings windows, and I was trying to capture that feeling.
Yeah. So you recorded a live performance of that song for us. Let's hear it right now. This is Alabaster by Andrew Bird.
1, 2, 3, 4. Keep your lamp on, keep your lamp on, keep your lamp on. Night and the stars that hung all around us light the way to your door. Won't you pour me a glass of pure alabaster? Come sit down by the fire. Days are growing shorter, nights are growing longer. You gotta get much stronger to me. All these hearts that burn luminescent, begging to invite you inside. Oh, and wide are the arms that long to hold you tight in the sleepy embrace. Days are growing shorter, nights are growing longer. You gotta get much stronger to make it through. Night and the stars that hung all around us light way to your door.
That was a live recording of Alabaster by my guest today, Andrew Bird. Andrew has a new Christmas album called Hark. And Andrew, you had to record this album, obviously, way before Christmas in order to put it out at the end of October. So did you do anything to get yourself in a festive mood to make the album when it wasn't the festive season yet?
No. Well, I live in Los Angeles anyway, so that's...
Right.
You know, it's already, you got to try to trick yourself into, I don't know. I think being at home during lockdown brought out some, where music kind of became, recording music and writing it became part of my everyday life. Whereas touring used to be like such a dominant part of my year. And now is at home and sitting on the couch late at night, you know, recording White Christmas. You know, I tried to record songs like that in the studio, and the funny thing is they didn't pass the test of does the world need to hear Andrew Bird do White Christmas, you know? But right. Me being exhausted and beat down, lying on the couch late at night, recording on my phone, somehow passed the test.
Yeah. I can understand that. It's like it's more real in a way. And we're all in this really strange situation, and you're in it too. And yeah, we're going to hear you perform an original from the album next called Christmas in April. Could you talk about writing this song?
Yeah, I wrote this song actually last March.
April.
Well, March is not a very pretty word for a song.
That's a good point.
It's a little abrupt. And so I just kicked it to April, which is fine. And it was starting to dawn on me, as it was on millions of people, that this might go on for a while, the pandemic. And I thought, I bet myself, and I mean, how often can you say that you and millions of people are thinking the same thing? Mm-hmm. But here's one case where we're all wondering, like, are we gonna be able to see our family when the holidays come around? Wondering also if, like, automatic traditional greetings of Merry Christmas or Happy New Year would seem disingenuous or inappropriate if everyone's still in a dark place. And then I just even wondered aloud as I was writing the song, like, isn't this just kind of messed up that I'm writing this song in the first place? And that was a fairly simple song for me, pretty universal. And
I mean, considering you wrote that months and months ago, and now we are here getting into the holiday season, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling like there's a light at the end of the tunnel, but we're going to see the worst is yet to come. So, and I know I haven't seen my parents, who I'm very close with, for almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And I won't see them for the holidays. And actually getting to work with my mom on the artwork was kind of a consolation for both of us, not being able to see each other, but being able to collaborate. And, I feel lucky I've got my family. The song is also, a lot of songs I'm thinking about my friends that live alone and how they're getting through this, you know? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a listen to Christmas in April. This is Andrew Bird performing live for World Cafe.
I wanted to hold you and keep you with me this year. You're my darling and I want you near. I wanted to whisper sweet words of comfort in your ear. No more sorrow and no more fear. Oh, my love, when will we know if we can meet under the mistletoe? Well, I'm writing a song about Christmas in April this year. So, you know, I'm not really sure what to think about that. I'm hoping these words don't ring so hollow when you hear me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And starts upset apple carts conspiring to keep us apart. Well, I'm wanting to hold you and keep you with me this year. You're my darling and I want you near. I'm hoping these words don't ring so hollow when you hear me say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And may the autumn winds blow away all your fears. I said Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
A live performance from Andrew Bird, recorded for World Cafe. That's his version of Vince Guaraldi's Skating. It's on Andrew Bird's new holiday album, Hark. That Vince Guaraldi Peanuts Christmas album is one of those Christmas albums that people seem to like. Even if you're not a Christmas person, people seem to like that album. You've also done a version of Christmas is Coming from the same album. So what drew you to those songs from Vince Guaraldi?
Well, that's where this whole project started, is I was getting really into those records. And, I think of him in the same breath as someone like Bob Dureau, who did the Schoolhouse Rock, you know, jazz musicians who write a kid's record and bring kind of a complexity in their own kind of melodic language that that's probably one of the most original Christmas albums ever.
Sure, yeah.
That Peanuts album, because there's completely new melodies, and Vince Guaraldi just had his own language. It was, and somehow him doing the sort of childlike, tender tunes like that, just works.
You know, that album soundtracks the Peanuts Christmas. And since we are talking around Christmas time, I have to ask you, what are the things you need to listen to and watch at Christmas time? Like for me, I have to watch It's a Wonderful Life on Christmas Eve. That's something that I just do every year. What's a tradition that you need to do around Christmas to feel like it's really right?
I have to get a tree. I'm pretty into that. And I have just really three records that I go to, which is Bing Crosby's classic. I don't remember what it's called, but the Vince Guaraldi Peanuts Christmas. And Handel's Messiah. Because I grew up playing, you know, like community do-it-yourself Messiah. It was a yearly thing for me as a violinist to play in the. It's a really cool tradition that there's like it's this classical music, but it's done like folk music in a way, like just completely amateur, kind of ragtag performances of this, you know, grand work. And that kind of that for some reason, like I said, certain music works that time of year that doesn't work other times of year. That's definitely one. But yeah, the music is pretty key. I have pretty fond memories of Christmas. It's just the winter, you know, 36 Chicago winters that I got through. And I think that's really a big part of it is that, you know, it's the Festival of Lights. It's like something to help us, you know, get through this dark time. And I really think of it as serving like this mental health function for us. You know?
Yeah. This is World Cafe. I'm speaking to Andrew Bird. We're going to hear you perform two more songs from Hark in just a moment, starting with a cover of an early John Prine song called Souvenirs. First of all, do you remember when you first heard this song?
Yeah, I think it was, you know, I saw him when I was playing Newport. Maybe 2009 or something like that. And that's the first time I met John Prine. And I was really, really moved by his performance. And I started covering this song years ago. And then I thought, why not submit this as a Christmas song, you know? Because it kind of captures the deflation that happens after Christmas, you know?
Yes.
And it's so vivid that, like, I just picture a, you know, a Midwestern rural town with the kind of slushy snow and the pawn shop and the broken toys and faded colors. And it's so good.
Yeah. I want people to listen to the lyrics in this song. Is there anything else you'd like to say about it before we hear your performance?
No, I just love John Prine. I aspire to write anything as good as his songs.
Let's hear it. It's Souvenirs, a cover of John Prine from Andrew Bird.
All the snow is turned to water. Christmas days have come and gone. Broken toys and faded colors, all that's left to linger on. I hear graveyards and old pawn shops, for they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me, yeah, of my childhood souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get these souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Thank you. broken hearts and dirty windows. Make life difficult to see. That's why last night and this morning always looked the same to me. I had reading old love letters, for they always bring me tears. Can't forgive the way they robbed me of my sweetheart's souvenirs. Memories that can't be bought, can't be won at carnivals for free. Well, it took me years to get these souvenirs, and I don't know how they slipped away from me. Closer and dearer than again. Needing you, taking you, keeping you. Needing you. In a year and a day, to be sure, face doesn't alter, your words never falter. I love you. I love you. Hoping the night will go away, and Andalusia castles and Christians, and Andalusia come to stay. You were lost once before, on a day much like this. When you made up your mind not to come, I couldn't persuade you, wait till tomorrow. Oh, past the time. Oh, past the time. Thank you.
Andalusia, originally by John Cale. You just heard it performed by Andrew Bird for World Cafe. You'll find his version on his new Christmas album, Hark. Andrew Bird has been my guest today. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.
It's been really nice to have you. And happy holidays.
Same to you.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.